KBZW on the MI5.
K-E-8-R-U-H, K-Y-1.
K-8-B-C-W.
K-A-P-I-Y Mobile. N-8-X-P-Q, monitoring on statewide one.
W-A-P-D.
K-K-K-J.
K-F-A-F-U-N. K-F-A-F-Q-N. N-A-D-Z-R. K-C-A-K-J-O. K-C-A-K-J-O. N-A-D-Z-R. N-A-W-R-O. N-A-W-R-O. N-A-D-Z-R.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Brian.
How are you doing, Tim? Just sitting out here on Lake St. Clair waiting for the fireworks to start, and I thought I'd give a few people a shout and see how things are going.
And not too bad, Brian. I can hear the festivities starting a little early here in Richmond. I can hear them outdoors. Usually the neighbor puts on a show, but I don't think he's doing it this year. Hey, question for you. How's my audio? Apparently, it was kind of soft when I was doing the MyCon last night. So how can you hear me?
Last night you sounded soft, but now you sound perfect. It sounds just perfect. Very clear. It sounds perfect. Over.
Copy that. I appreciate that, Brian. That's just a mystery on me why it's a little light there when I actually really needed it. And then when I normally talk on statewide one, it's okay. But in any event, I can hear you quite well. How you been lately? Haven't seen you. Hey, you going to be able to make it to our next meeting on, when is it? Not next Thursday, but the following Thursday, I guess.
Yeah, I believe it's July the 16th. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I want to get these sign-offs done. I got to get with John and have him sign off setting up the radio and explaining N-code and D-code. And I'm looking forward to getting, I think that's all I got to do to get that, signed off. And I thank you very much for, jumping ahead there and taking care of all that paperwork for me and all those signatures. I really appreciate it. I don't know if I told you that before, but I really appreciate it, Jim. Over.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, no worries. I knew we had something going with you there where you were getting close. So, yeah, that's good. And, try not to forget your book. But even if you did, we're still going to do it anyways as long as you bring a radio. We like to have it all done at one night, with the book. So try to remember. Or am I bringing? I think I'm bringing it, right? I think I have the sign-offs that I did for you, right?
Yeah, you did the sign-off, and then you sent me the copy of it over Discord. So I put them in my book, and I'm going to put the book in the car so I don't forget it when I'm coming home from work.
That was it. See, now you reminded me, Brian. So I have the original. It's in the box, the file box that I bring all the time. So what I'll do is I'll exchange the original, and then you can maybe give me the copies, and that way your book is the original signatures. And then, like you said, whatever left, like the programming, for the front panel, bring your favorite radio, whichever one is easiest for you. That's pretty easy. And then encode and decode, and that's pretty easy as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring the DM32. I know you were talking to John about not using it, but I'm going to practice, programming channels and taking channels out and stuff. And I got to reprogram this thing anyway. Something screwy happened with is there something screwy right now with the FBI repeaters and KC-UMP, KC-8-UMP repeater? Because I seem to not be able to get through right now. I suspect it's probably the programming in this radio. But do you know of anything funky with FBI? Over?
Well, not with the FBI, but it is possible MI-1 could be separated from the network. So if that's the case, you know, if the ump is just plain not working, then that means that, yeah, it's dropped and separated. So it may not be you, Brian. It could be the network.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when I key the mic, it says channel busy. And I don't think I have any permissions set for analog channels, only for DMR. I have it set for color code 3, I think it is. So, yes, I don't have that set on the analog channels. I don't know why it's saying channel busy.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do know the DM32. Just a little bit tougher to front panel program, but I'm sure you can manage it. I do like the UV32. That is real simple, the front panel program, because you don't even use an offset. You use just the actual receive and transmit direct, and that's the one I remember I used last year when I passed that particular task. But, yeah, whatever radio you pick, just make sure you can do it. He's going to give you a repeater pair to put in with an offset, and you just got to do it in front of him, and you got to be able to key up the repeater.
Yeah, okay, and that was John that I have to do that with, right? He was the one that was doing the training at the last meeting, over?
Yeah, that's correct. Typically for the tasks like that, because he's the training manager, we have him do that. Now, technically, if he's not there for some reason, I can do it, Dave can do it, Mike can do it. Bottom line, we'll get it done, because we want you to become the level one as quick as you do, too. So.
Hey, well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. I plan on being there, and I'll put the book in the car so I don't forget. So I got next week off work, vacation. And I'm going to get my cataracts done, so I have to go in for surgery for that.
And
yeah, but I think my eyes will be all cleared up for the next meeting.
NAWRO, I wish you well with that, Brian. I don't have to do that quite yet, but I do hear that might be in my future as well. And that's what they say. They say it's a night and day difference if you need it done, so... good luck with that. Hey, listen, it's getting dark. You enjoy the fireworks, and I will see you at that next meeting. Have a good one. Stay safe. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you.
Okay, Tim, thanks for coming back to me. 73 to you, too. And this is N8DZR, and we are going to standby. Over.
KF8FQN, listening. KF8FQN, listening. KF8FQN, clear for now.